Hello everyone, welcome to yet another episode of Let's Talk Trends. I'm Dawn, Content and Communications Lead of Lion Global Investors. Thank you so much for being with us here today. In this series, I will be chatting with investment professionals and industry experts to discuss market insights and trending topics in a casual and lighthearted manner. This podcast also aims to provide investing tips and actionable ideas for beginners looking to dip their toes into the world of finance. In this episode, I am honored to be joined by King Han, our Chief Marketing Officer of Lion Global Investors. He will be kicking off our C-Suite Special Edition that aims to bring inspiration and insights from respected and experienced leaders at Lion Global Investors. King Han joined us last February, bringing over 18 years in senior management roles with a proven track record in advising, building, and growing asset management and wealth management business across Asia. Prior to that, he also served multiple roles such as Chief of Wealth Management at Manulife Insurance, as well as Deputy CEO and Head of Institutional Business at Allianz Global Investors, amongst many other experiences. Well, it would take too long to go through his entire CV, so I should probably stop here. Welcome to this episode, King Han.
Thanks, Dawn. Great to be here.
Well, please tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background and your experiences, please.
I have more than 30 years of experience ranging from asset management, wealth management, insurance, as well as providing corporate advisory services to corporates. The key is, how do I use these experiences to value add and provide a solutions to the key stakeholders and our clients?
Well, the industry has gone through and is still going through a sea of changes. How do we feel about the role of a CMO evolving? So as we know, CMO used to stand for Chief Marketing Officer. Now I reckon it also includes being Chief Collaboration Officer, Change Leader, Innovator, Chief Collaboration Officer. So how do you feel about this?
Well, I'm a CMO. I think we need to transform the whole organization and listing the helps of different functions within the organizations to achieve the strategic objective of the firm. I mean, with a solutionist mindset, we can work with different functional areas to provide the solutions for our end clients. It is about taking ownership, having a sense of purpose and urgency with our end clients in mind. This should be the same for all employees, not just the CMO itself.
Indeed, thanks very much. Very well said. So what do you think is one of the key unique differentiating factor of Lion Global Investors?
I think Lion Global Investors is fantastic. It is a Singapore Inc. asset management. This is my dream job. I have always been working for MNC asset management company, and being part of a Singapore Inc. asset management company and leveraging Lion Global as part of Great Eastern Life and OCBC Group is fantastic. While we can't strategically work with some of the local banks like DBS and UOB, we can focus our strengths and core competencies in areas like Sing Dollar assets, equities, bonds, and also Asian equities. Innovation, focusing on solutions that meet our client needs, is the key. Working closely with our parent company to extract the value of being nimble, faster speed to market than foreign competitors is key. I can see the differentiation clearly compared to those foreign asset management company that I used to work with and I know.
Well, I'm also very glad to be part of Lion Global Investors. So let's move on to some of the macro trends that you think we should be looking out for this year, i.e. some of the key focus of Lion Global Investors this year.
It could be an evergreen theme like global disruptive and innovation funds, and enhanced through artificial intelligence to enhance the ability of a human manager to process huge load of data and information. Or it could be as basic as Singapore equities and Singapore fixed income solutions, which I believe we have very strong capabilities here at Lion Global Investors. If we meet the needs of our customer and provide client-centric solutions, we are always providing relevant solutions to our clients. Creating a market demand requires a lot of necessary ingredients to be in place. Capabilities in operations, our investment manufacturing capabilities, and a supportive distribution network. And most importantly, the market environment must be in our favor. And this innovative macro trends, if we can catch it right, it will help our investors and ourselves a long way.
Indeed, thanks very much for sharing. You know, disruptive innovation is indeed one of the key themes that we're focusing right here through our Global Disruptive Innovation Fund. So please give us a rundown on our institution and retail business as a CMO here. Maybe some of the channels, the partners, the clients, etc. that we are working with.
We work with strategic distribution channels that see Lion Global as value-added partners. For unit trusts, you may be surprised that the majority of our assets actually comes from third parties' distribution channel. This is the true test of whether we can offer solutions of value to our end clients and end distribution partners. We do not depend on parental support from Great Eastern or OCBC Group, but leverage on having such a strong parent to grow our business.
Thank you very much for sharing this with us. Well, I want to just move on to digitization, given that it's all the new buzzword here. Embracing digital acceleration for Lion Global Investors. How do we think about it? And what are we doing with our sales channels with regards to this theme?
We are working closely with new emerging digital platforms, also with our existing platforms, to improve the user interface, user experience for end clients. Having an open mindset and embracing change is key. And I'm blessed with a team of colleagues who are resourceful, competition aware, and not inward looking. The highs of activities surrounding LGI Connect with the support of our visionary CEO, Gerard, is fantastic. It's not easy to transform the mindset and culture, but Gerard has facilitated in many different routes and forums to ensure that we are as present ready or even future ready as possible.
Yes, indeed. You know, even in my 2 years here, I can totally see how Lion Global Investors have stepped forward truly to emerge the digital platforms and digitization to progress our business. So how aggressively are we reallocating resources to digital channels, especially in this post-pandemic world, to keep up with customers, competition, as well as the cost of acquisition?
It's about developing trust and having truthful conversation with our colleagues and partners. As long as we add value, we're being embraced by partners like Futu, Tiger, Endow Us, Save, Stashaway, iFast, and other newly emerging channels. It is a volume game. The more partners that we build, the more efficient we become.
Indeed, the partnerships with all these above partners that you have mentioned have also truly helped us to progress to the next stage of our business. So how important do you think innovation is to the growth of this industry and competitive set to achieve sustainable growth?
It is very important. From the 90s, where we innovate with the first of different type of funds, is something that I've seen how it has sustained the growth of the industry. But innovation means venturing into the unknown. Our software, human resources has to be tuned the right way. I'm glad that Gerard, my CEO, is focusing on that purpose and building capabilities that were previously not here at Lion Global Investors.
Oh, thanks very much. So I just want to round it up. I'm sure everyone will be super excited, especially our young millennials, to hear the advice you would give to a fresh grad who is about to start his or her career in asset management.
I would like to provide such advices to my children who has just joined the workforce. Unfortunately, they don't listen to their father. But I will try something here. Just focus on value add to the company, to the shareholder, to the clients, to your boss, and to all stakeholders. This will add value to your CV and your market value. Always be open-minded, but work within the constraints of the organization. Do not push away responsibilities, and don't be a Mr. No or Mrs. No, which is very common in many companies. You will always be in demand if you can provide value-added solutions to the stakeholders.
Well, thank you so much. I think this advice is super useful to everyone across the chain. So here we are at the end of the podcast. Thank you so much to everyone for dialing in and to King Han for sharing his insights with us. Catch you guys next week.
Thank you, everyone.
This advertisement has not been reviewed by the Monetary Authority of Singapore. This is for information only and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation. Information is subject to change without notice and is not to be relied on as advice. Investments are not guaranteed and are subject to investment risk. For more information, please visit www.lionglobalinvestors.com.